Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snark Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome! It's another edition of Cheese, Please, with yours truly by the name of Snark Dude.
And me, Daffodil, all hyped up on sugar.
Yes, and I tell you, Daffodil, many years ago, my mother was looking through the book of names, and she decided to name me Snarf Dude.
She did not name you Snarf Dude.
Yes, she did. It was in the book of names that they were looking over my parents.
That's not true.
What do you mean it's not true?
I've seen your birth certificate.
Oh, yeah, okay, I tried. You're not going to tell
anyone. But Snarf Dude is the name that you chose for yourself, and that's important.
Well, yeah, it just worked out that way. And speaking of weird things on the show this week, celebrity slip-up profile of the Odd Couple.
And not the newer Odd Couple, no, it's the older Odd Couple.
The television series from the early 1970s featuring Quincy
Klugman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jack Klugman was his real name, but later in the 70s, he became Quincy, the coroner. That's a bit of a change from a slob to a coroner.
True.
When you think about it. And Tony Randall, the guy who could sing. Jack Klugman couldn't sing, but we'll
but
get
it. But he tries. Yeah. You got to give him credit. He tries.
Yeah, we'll get into that a little later on, but we're starting off the show with 60s hits of a different sort.
All right.
Well, the songs are hits. Sunshine of Your Love by the Hampton String Quartet. They're not exactly hit material, but, you know, it's kind of catchy. And we're starting it off with a Beatles song done by Sonny Curtis called A Hard Day's Night. You know that song.
I do.
A hard day.
Yes.
Right here on
Cheese, Please.
Okay, let's go. Cheese, and cheese, and still more cheese. Cheese, and cheese, and still more cheese. Begins to sound like Cheesy Monkey.
Cheese, please!
Cheese, please! Cheese Please, getting a little highbrow with rock and roll this week. Oh, yes.
It's a little odd, string quartet.
Yes, making rock music sophisticated? Highbrow? Something like that?
Something like that.
And Sunshine of Your Love done by Cream. And Sonny Curtis taking Hard Day's Night, getting a little mellow there, too. Just a little bit.
A little pot shot at Hard Day's Night there.
Either song, you know, they just don't have the rock feel, the pop music feel. But it just goes to show you, you can still write great songs no matter the genre if they translate into highbrow.
True enough.
Or let's get mellow, man. Oh, yeah. Either way, you know, they're just great songs. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that is Cheese Please.
And on the show this week we have...
And now it's time for the Cheese Please...
Profile this week.
So multiple slips from the same two people.
Yes, and the same two people are, Daffodil.
Felix and Oscar.
Yes, from The Odd Couple.
Tony Randall and Jack Klugman.
Hey, I got a trivia piece for you.
Okay.
The guy who does the narration for The Odd Couple, the TV series in the early 70s, the beginning guy.
Yes.
His name is William Woodson.
Okay.
And if you're a big fan of Super Friends in the 70s, the
cartoon.
Yes. He was the guy, he did all the narration. And he was the guy that said,
"Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice."
Ah.
So there you go, a bit of trivia.
I have a bit of trivia.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Some odd trivia about The Odd Couple, I'm told. Tell me more.
Well, they hired Tony Randall first.
Okay.
And Tony Randall had said that he wanted somebody else to play the other character. He wanted Mickey Rooney.
Really?
And that was very seriously considered. But Tony and Jack had both actually played the characters on stage productions of the play.
Oh, okay. So they had experience.
They were kind of familiar with the characters, which is why it was so nice to see how they kind of fell into it.
Oh, that makes sense. I can't see Mickey Rooney actually doing that role. He's too nice.
No. The only other really cool thing I can tell you about the show before we play some songs.
What?
Every single season, rumor has it, ABC canceled the show at the end of each season.
Yes.
However, it did so well in summer reruns, they renewed it.
Oh, okay.
Because of the summer reruns.
How many seasons was it on the air?
Six.
Oh, really?
Yep. And it aired on, actually, maybe more than that.
Oh, okay.
It aired on Thursday nights, Friday nights, in three different time slots. At different times. Like, they moved it all over the place.
Oh, and people follow
the ratings.
All right, what
you got to tell me what we're playing, quick.
Oh, well, we got applause. I can't talk. Applause coming up shortly. And we're starting off with Johnny One Note. Right here on...
Cheese, Please.
Come on over to the piano.
Oh, will you get off my
I just
bag,
want to
please?
Show you something.
Show me what?
I'm going to teach you a simple scale. It's very simple.
I don't know anything about
all right,
music.
Now just listen. Sing after me. La.
La.
La,
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 la.
Can't you hear that? La,
la,
la, la, la, la. You just sing the same note all the time.
You're lucky.
Poor Johnny One Note sang out with gusto and just overlorded the play. Poor Johnny One Note yelled willy-nilly until he was blue in the face. For holding one note was his aim. Couldn't hear the brass, couldn't hear the drum. He was in a class by himself by gum. Poor Johnny One Note got in Aida, indeed a great chance to be brave. He took his one note, howled like the north wind, brought forth wind that made critics rave. While Verdi turned round in his grave, couldn't hear the flute or the big trombone. Everyone was mute, Johnny stood alone.
Cats and doves, stuffed calf and lions in the zoo, all were jealous of Johnny's big trill. Thunderclap, stop clap, and traffic cease its roar, and they tell us Niagara stood still. He stopped the train whistles, boat whistles, steam whistles, pump whistles.
Johnny One Note out loud. Sing Johnny One Note. Sing Johnny One Note out loud.
It's the one radio show that 4 out of 5 dental assistants can't agree on, but you know what that fifth assistant knows and still listen anyway. Cheese, please, with your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Applause, applause, we like applause because it means when it is striking us, the audience is liking us. Our work demands you don't sit on your hands. And if the hand's tremendous, you send us. We live, we thrive, you keep us all alive. With bravo,
bravissimo,
we're dead if it's pianissimo. But work is work, this work we never shirk. In a happy land of tinsel and gold. Because we like applause. Whether you're a Swiss bell ringer or a crooner or a singer, a monologist, ventriloquist or what? Or a dog act or magician or a musical saw musician or an ingenue or pianist who is hot. Whether you play Punchinello,
Little Eva
or Othello,
having heard the call you've given all you've got.
And what better reward for a trooper than the sound we consider super? Applause, applause, vociferous applause. From orchestra to gallery could mean a raise in salary. Give out,
give in,
be noisy,
make a din.
The manager, he orders applause. We won renown when opening out of town. In Boston and in Rockaway, they heard applause a block away. If we come through, give credit where it's due, and obey the theater's unwritten laws. We like applause, we like applause, we like applause, we like applause.
Cheese, please!
Because you like applause, too.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you very much. I haven't left the building yet, it's okay. Love you, baby, with the jelly, jelly sandwiches.
We're kind of in the middle of this Randall and Klugman thing. Keep going.
Okay, okay. My name is Starf Dude.
I'm Daffodil, and one more.
Oh, we have to play this. This was Carly Simon's biggest hit, probably. Number one, 1973. And Tony Randall and Jack Klugman
are going to kill it.
Did their own version of You're So Vain, right here on
Cheese, Please.
How do you like my new scarf?
What color is that?
Apricot, of course.
Why, of course, apricot?
Because it goes with my eyes. Very, very few people can wear apricot.
Can I borrow it sometime?
No, I'm sorry, you may not.
Why not?
Because I just told you, I'm the only one who can wear apricot.
You walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht.
What?
Your hat strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf, it was apricot.
Yes, apricot.
You had one eye in the mirror as you watched yourself gavotte.
Gavotte.
And all the girls dreamed that they'd be your partner. They'd be your partner and you're so vain.
What are you saying? What are you talking about?
You probably think this song is about you. You're so vain. You think this song is about you?
I don't know.
Don't you?
I don't know.
Don't you?
I think you're going crazy.
You had me several years ago when I was still quite naive. When you said that we made such a pretty pair and that you would never leave.
Who are those people?
And one of them was me. I had some dreams, they were clouds.
Saratoga, and your horse naturally won. Then you flew your Learjet up to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun.
Saratoga rhymes with Nova Scotia.
You should be all the time. And when you're not, you're with some underworld spy or the wife.
Some underworld spy
wife.
What are you talking about?
You're so vain.
Think
the song is about you. You're so vain.
You're so vain.
You probably think the song is about you.
Don't you? Don't you? Don't you?
What was that innuendo about my fooling around with the wife of a close friend?
Well, you are conceited and girl crazy, aren't you?
I think you're going crackers all
the way. Well, I'd rather go crackers. You think you're a jet set knit or something.
Just because I buy an apricot scarf, suddenly I'm
heard of
an apricot underworld
scarf.
People
goes with your eyes. The only thing goes with your eyes is a black eye. That's
you're paranoid.
Keys, please, bringing you the quality sounds of Tony Randall and Jack Klugman as
fighting their way through the song.
As the Odd Couple sings. And I want to know, who's the producer? Who is the powers that be that decide to say, hey, put these two together
and make a record?
Yeah. I really want to know that. It's just one of those things that...
It was a financial decision.
Yeah. And later, he makes a record, then he becomes a corner. Maybe we can have Quincy sing. Maybe Sam and...
No.
Dr.
No.
Astin would get together and
no.
sing in Danny's bar. What?
It would have to be a karaoke bar. No.
You can tell I've been watching reruns of Quincy on my laptop here in the van.
Yes, but we need to move on.
Of course, we have to do this.
And now for something completely different. It's Keys Please's Music We Can't Do Anything Else With. It's the Keys Please.
Why would you want to play that?
I don't know. I feel like playing something.
It's one of those things that we really can't categorize anywhere else, so we're going to stick it here.
Now, the interesting thing, the group DNZ, known for Denny Doherty and Zal Yanofsky, two big hit groups of the 1960s these guys were members of. Denny Doherty from the Mamas and Papas, Zal Yanofsky from the Lovin' Spoonful. Both groups had number one hits.
This is not going to ever be one of them.
That's the funny part. I don't know what made these two guys get together to play this and create this, but they did.
And now we're going to share it with you.
It's called The Slurp. Right here on...
Cheese, Please.
Well, the slurp's been around since way back when. Little babies do it all over the chin. You can do it with your sweetie, do it with a friend. Do it with the closest of your kiss and kitty. Yell the slurp. Yell the slurp. Yell the slurp. Yell the slurp. When you hear it once, you're gonna hear it again. First grab your partner and tell him when. You're gonna slide over and give it a whirl. I'll be the boy and you'll be the girl. Yell the slurp. Yeah, the slurp. Yeah, the slurp. Feel the slurp. Hunker up your lips, get ready to go. Here comes the slurp, let's really roll. Put on your surfing shoes and get down low. Start moving and a slurping all over the floor. Yeah, the slurp. Yeah, the slurp. Yeah, the slurp. Yeah, the slurp. Some dances are easy, some dances are fun. Some dances are hard and make the old folks run. The slurp is a dance that makes you feel young. Makes all the kids say, lovey, dum, dum. Yeah, the slurp. Yeah, the slurp. Yeah, the slurp.
Yeah, the slurp.
Whoa, what is that?
Cheese.
top. The monkey chased the weasel. The monkey thought 'twas all in fun. Pop goes the weasel. I've no time to wait or sigh, no patience to wait till by and by. Kiss me quick, I'm off, goodbye. Pop goes the weasel. Chased the weasel, oh weasel. Monkey laughed and laughed and laughed and thought it was all in fun, oh weasel. I've no time to wait or sigh, no time to wait till by and by. Kiss me quick, I'm off, goodbye. Up goes the weasel. Chimney top, the monkey chased the weasel. Monkey thought 'twas all in fun, so pop, pop goes the weasel. I've no time to wait or sigh, no time to wait till by and by. Kiss me quick, I'm off, goodbye, pop goes the weasel. Pop, pop, pop goes the weasel. Pop, pop, pop goes the weasel. Pop goes the weasel.
Cheese, please! And that is the Merry Max and Pop Goes the Weasel. You know that song from your younger years.
Yes, I can pop, look.
What? Oh, you're doing that?
I'm doing that.
I'm kind of wondering where that came from. And
it's a magic trick.
I thought that went well to the why do you want to play that? The slurp.
Yes, it kind of brings the mood back to come something that's more cheese pleasy.
Maybe 7-Eleven will adopt that as their new theme for their Slurpee. The Slurp.
I doubt it. They've had lots of years to do that. It never happened.
Well, I'm just thinking. I'm just thinking out loud. That'd be a good idea. Maybe if I was on the management team of 7-Eleven, I'd say, I heard that song from the 60s. I want to redo that, and we'll use it in all our commercials.
No.
Oh. Well, I'm just hoping. You never know.
Your consultant days are over.
I never had consultant days.
Exactly.
That's why I'm stuck in a van playing cheesy music. I can't say, though. I can't really argue because I do like my job.
Yes, I like my job, too.
It's just, you know, I never had.
Although you have a special part and I don't.
I know. I'm going to try not to tear the ears of the listener out this week.
Try to be very, very quiet.
Yeah, but the glove compartment's so loud when I open it.
I know. Just pretend that you're mute. You can't make any sound at all. And go.
Okay, here we go.
So how hard was that? Trying to hold in that scream is oozing out your ears. What was the record?
Ooh, it's a good one.
Hey, see, that's your reward for not yelling.
Hey, it's Gary U.S. Wands, and I dig this station. Hey, he digs our show. He digs all the stations that carry our show.
He digs every station in the world.
Yeah, well, no, just the ones that carry Cheese Please.
All right.
Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining for this week's Dose of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird. Come back again next week where there will be more of the same on this same station.
Goodbye.
But now please don't touch that dial now, 'cause I dig this station the most. Man, it's the best in the USA. It's number one from coast to coast. They tell me three's a crowd, but somehow we can't believe it so. But it's me, my baby, and the swinging station. We're together everywhere we go. But now Professor Hackenbush, I came along, he stopped and listened for a little while. And the expression in his eyes seemed to say, now please don't touch that dial. But I'm a beef and I'm in love now. And you know she takes the station too. It keeps us up to date on everything. The top tunes from the teenage news. Yeah, we really dig the station and all those crazy jokes. 'Cause they make this station what it is, and it's the sound we get the most. a question in his eyes. I seem to say, hey, please don't touch that down. Well, I'm a baby and I am in love now. And you know she digs a station too. It keeps us up to date on everything. The top two from the teenage news. So please don't touch that down now. Or we'll be happy just us three. And you better believe they'll always be my baby. The station and me.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, Dwarfed, and The Weird, Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snail and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.